comes the sun. Well, folks, you know what that song means. It is just after 4 o'clock, and you are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK. I'm your host this week, James Steinler. Glad to be with you. And thinking about our friends on the western side of the state today and in Utah, and the three firefighters who tragically lost their lives in the Snyder Fire. Thank you, all firefighters and emergency responders, for your service and doing your best to keep us safe. It's a scary year this year, and we know y'all are busy and probably tired, and just can't thank you enough. If you haven't picked up a copy of this week's Soper Sun, you can find one on the local newsstands near you. You always know which one is a Soper Sun newsstand because it's yellow, just like the sun. And in this week's, wrapped around this week's Soper Sun, is our annual report. So you could see what we were up to in 2025, we covered the most, what topics we covered the most, and the topics we may be able to lend some more attention to. It does have somewhat of a 4th of July theme. Larry Day, he did the cover on the wrap, and it's got a Freedom of the Press theme, and there's all sorts of characters tipping their hats off to a Freedom of the Press. Little yellow newspaper. There's George Washington and Martin Luther King and all sorts of good folks who appreciate the power of the pen and the what some people call the fourth pillar of government. Keeping government accountable to the people by reporting what is happening. And it wouldn't be too much of a surprise. Sorry, I'm rambling here, and we do have a couple guests. But it shouldn't come as too much of a surprise. And something I'm personally proud of is one of the topics that we covered the most in 2025, drumroll, was local government. So I feel like the Soper Sun has really stepped up and done its part to highlight and let people know what decision makers are up to, and with the Garfield County report, the Carbondale report, the Glenwood report was introduced in 2025. We just recently introduced the Marble report, and going to all those regular meetings to keep people informed of what's going on, what the decision making bodies are deciding. And I can't leave out, the Basalt report, because we also cover those regular town council meetings. And when I say we, in that case, I mean Buzz. We call him Buzz, but it's Will Buzzard. And he's been holding down the Basalt report for at least 3 years now. And part of that time, he was doing it remotely from Ireland. Can you believe that, Eric?
That's pretty dedicated.
It's real dedicated. So, folks, without further ado, I will introduce our guest today. We have with us the Parks and Rec crew. We have Eric Brindlinger. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. It hasn't been too long. You were just in here, it seems like, talking about the Aquatic Center.
Right, the grand opening. We were pushing the grand opening, and we pulled that off, and the facility's been functioning for over a month now, and it's seen record numbers.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, really being well received by the community, so we're super happy.
I've heard people talking it up a lot, and I think a lot of that is in large part to our due to our other guest, Mr. Brian Frolick. Did I say that right? No, tell me I messed it up, the last name.
It's Frolick, but close enough.
No, it's spelled more like Frolick.
It is.
Yeah.
For sure.
Brian, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Thanks again for joining us on the air. I have to say, and yeah, just like I said, you know, I've heard a lot of good things about the Aquatic Center, and you're managing that. You're kind of the head honcho of it.
Yeah, in the first month, we saw just over 7,600 people come through that facility.
7,600
like a month.
First
and
month.
We're doing exactly what we talked about. We got all sorts of user groups in there. We got our swim lessons going. We got water aerobics going. Sopra's Barracuda is there. We got general public coming in. We got the diving board open, the climbing wall open, and we got Roaring Fork Kayak coming through too. So it's we're using it to the capacity that we can use it to for sure.
Possibly can. That's
Brian
so
hasn't
cool.
been sleeping much lately.
Sounds like it. The poor guy. And
a little more now than a month ago when we last talked.
Well, Barry, congratulations, and that's such a success. And I know the pool is a long time coming, and here we are.
And I'll give the shout out to those guys, but I can't do it without the great team I got behind me too. My aquatic supervisors, all the lifeguards, and all the swim instructors. All, you know, roughly 25 people. It's definitely not a one-man show over there.
Yeah, it's a whole new team of Parks and Recers. It seems like, is that even more than the original staff?
Oh, yes, definitely, you know, because, yeah, it's just a bigger facility, more people, the capacity is larger, so we did need to increase our numbers of staff, so.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Well, we are going to talk a little bit about the pool, because it has somewhat to do with our conversation that we have planned today, and today's a fun show, y'all, and they're my favorite shows, our fun shows. I feel like we have fun most of the time here on Everything Under the Sun, because the news can be tough, but it's good to laugh sometimes. But today we're going to be talking about something I think, you know, people are excited for, probably mixed feelings around it too. The 250th anniversary of Independence Day and what that celebration will look like in Carbondale, Colorado, which celebrations or festivities are being headed up by Parks and Rec, as usual, right, Eric? It's been the case for some time.
Yeah, we've been running the parade for many, many years. It's 47th annual, you know, kids parade is this year. So it's been going on for quite a long time. It has been organized by different groups before, but it did kind of land in our court, you know, probably about 20 years ago, and so we've been running it for 20. So,
okay, 47th annual. Has it always been known as the Kids 4th of July Parade, or is it?
You know, I think that's where the philosophy started. You know, the whole tagline on it that I was handed down, you know, almost 20 years ago was, hey, you know, why watch a parade when you can be in it? And so that kind of has that, you know, let's participate, you know, let's be a part of this celebration and let's not just watch it. And I think Carbondaleites love that, you know, just being a part of the celebration. So,
yeah. And it seems like a fairly I mean, it's one of those parades where people are just invited to come and participate. It's not like there's not a lot of big floats or anything like that. Is that right?
Right. And there's like, you know, not campaign floats. There's not political floats. You know, it's literally a kids parade.
Not like
for
potato
kids.
Day sometimes. Right, we get some campaign floats there. So.
If we're on an election year, yes,
yeah,
that does happen.
It
yes.
be exciting.
But this is, you know, and it's been organized as a kids parade. Get on your bike, get on your scooter, bring your skateboard, you know, get your one wheel out and come and participate in the parade with, you know, all ages. And but,
yeah.
So it's not just for kids. It's for parents and caregivers and the elderly also. So it's for everybody, really, just to be in the parade. And it's a fun kind of philosophy to try to propagate here. So
yeah, I saw that kids could participate either on wheeled vehicles, motorized or non-motorized, and there'll be different sections for motorized and non-motorized.
That's how we put it out on paper. What mm-hmm. actually happens is it's one big conglomeration of everybody.
And
we just we have the fire engines and the emergency vehicles kind of head out the parade, and then we'll have a, you know, Town of Carbondale banner, and we just ask all the kid participants and their parents to stay behind the banner, so we're separating that from the large vehicles, and that's the way we keep it safe. And then it's just, yeah, it's just a fun group of people walking down the street celebrating our independence.
It's very picturesque, too. I mean, I'm thinking back on different Sopra Sun covers over the last few years, and particularly some taken by Tommy Sands that are just so striking, and with people, I think, like, using water guns from the fire trucks, and and everyone's got a smile on their face.
Right, and there's a lot of red, white, and blue. We're going to see a lot more red, white, and blue. I think, you know, kids are encouraged to decorate their bikes, and,
okay.
and you know, parents are encouraged to costume up, you know, get in the red, white, and blue and celebrate our country's independence. You know, all of our banners along Main Street, we kind of you know, looked at putting something special up, you know, kind of for the Independence Day. So all those are going to be representative of you know, the special day that it is.
Okay.
So.
Eric, I hate to like age you.
It's already happened.
I hope
so.
You don't mind. But this question just popped into my mind, and I can't speak to it, unfortunately. And I know Brian can't. But where were you? Do you remember where you were for the bicentennial? Or sorry to put you on the spot.
Oh, geez. I know. You know.
Where in the world would you have been? You would have lived here in the Valley, right?
Yeah, I would have been 12 years old here in the Valley, probably participating in a parade somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding. Were you living in Aspen?
Probably throwing water balloons at people in a parade.
Heck yeah.
12 years old, yeah, I think that's what would have happened.
Fantastic. Do you have memories of being in the parade when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, cool. I think there's parades all over the place on Independence Day, which is great, you know, and everybody should have opportunity to watch or be in a parade, you know, on especially on their 250th, you know, birthday party. So, it's a pretty special one. So I'm pretty excited
about
it.
It's very special. And like I think you may have said on the air just before we came into studio, but it's one thing to watch a parade, but to actually participate and be a part of it. And like, and it's kind of, you know, right now there's a lot of disunity or division, and but being able to unify and walk in the same parade, and I hope there's no one on the sidewalks that day. No, I'm sure there will be some, and that's absolutely fine to observe, but it does seem like everyone's kind of marching in unity. Feeling behind it.
And what's kind of fun about this parade that's happened since we, you know, it's going to end up in Sopers Park. The route goes from 2nd Street is where we'll stage it, mm-hmm. and then the route will go down Main Street all the way to 7th Street. Take a left on 7th Street and go into Sopers Park there. We'll have popsicles and watermelon for everybody at that location. And then Brian's going to talk about the pool party. But what's kind of fun is when we pass the people on the street, then they just kind of join in.
Yes,
end of the parade, you know. And so
totally.
that's a great thing because we all have a destination, some watermelon and some popsicles. So.
Yeah. And then you walk up to Sopers Park.
Yep.
Okay, so you walk up and turn on Went?
Yep. We turn on 7th, actually, so we go a whole nother block. You know, last year we did turn into Went because it was a construction site down by the pool, but now it's finished, so we'll actually do our traditional route, which goes up to 7th Street and takes a left there, and then we come into Sopers Park.
Cool.
On that west side, yeah.
Great. And staging starts at 2nd and Main at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10 o'clock. We'll be at 2nd and Main. The parade starts at 10:30 sharp. So, we'll end up in the park, you know, shortly after that, and then start our pool party, too, at that time. So.
Cool. So the only, like, and I'm putting this in quotations, in air quotes, the only, like, floats would be or vehicles or emergency vehicles. Other than that, there's no floats or anything.
Right. Yeah. At least not that we know of. You know, it's not like it's a formal process. You know, somebody might show up, which would be fine. We'd find a spot for them.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of cap end it with a police vehicle to kind of keep everything safe and controlled.
Cool.
And our new police vehicles have a really cool option to to play the national anthem on their loudspeakers. Yeah,
they just it's one of their siren calls.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and
so the
police car is going to be coming down. You know, at the end of the parade, playing the national anthem. Yeah,
that's really cool. And actually, is that one the electric vehicles? You know.
You know, it might be because it is one of our new cars. Yeah. So
I wonder because in another shout out to Buzz, or Will Buzzard, who wrote a, article about, 6 new, electric vehicles that the town purchased.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And, very exciting. For folks, you're tuned in to Everything Under the Sun. Your host, James Steinley, this week speaking with the Parks and Rec crew about 4th of July and some upcoming festivities. First Friday as well, I'm hoping we'll get to that. We talked a lot about the parade for the first half of this show. I love parades. And, we have Brian Fralick with us as well as Eric Brenlinger, the Parks and Rec director. And Brian's going to fill us in next a little bit about what's going to be happening at the pool on the 4th of July, because it's the first year the pool's been open for the 4th of July in 2 years. I do also want to, just during this break, and I'll try to mention at the end, the Soapris Sun printed. If you're looking, you know, I say I'm going to be in Carbondale, but there's also a Declaration of Independence reading that a woman of Glenwood Springs, Angie Parkinson, she is organizing, and it's a nonpartisan reading of the Declaration of Independence that will be held at Sarah Park in Glenwood at 10 o'clock. And you could find a copy to read along to that was provided by Angie as well as the city of Glenwood Springs on page 19 of this week's Soapris Sun. But there's lots of options of what stuff to do for the 4th of July. There's Redstone, there's a party in Glenwood, Aspen, but we're not talking as much about Aspen these days. Anyway, Brian, I want to tell us a little bit about the pool festivities at the Aquatic Center on the 4th of July. What are we in store for?
Yeah, we're going to be open that day from 10:30 to 4.
Okay.
We are going to go pretty big with some events. We're gonna do at 11, we're going to do a watermelon relay race. Teams of 4 will try to race a watermelon as fast as they can up and down a length of the pool.
Yeah, they have to hold the watermelon
or push it.
Or lay
it's not
it.
Gonna. It's not gonna it's be easy to move ways. For sure. It's
like
gonna go
it
wherever it wants.
Your ankles.
Yeah. We're also gonna do a kids cannonball contest too, where we've decided those guys will get some prizes, but one of their unique prizes, they'll get to judge the adult cannonball contest if they want to.
Oh,
so our top 3 kids in that'll judge the adult cannonball contest after that too, and prizes for everything throughout the day for sure. And then at 2 and 3 we're doing a youth and adult coin dive too, where you know we'll just have some extra little prizes with those along, just and trying to find some quarters, dimes, and nickels in the pool.
Quarters, dimes, and nickels. An adult what is it called? Coin search?
Coin dive. Yeah.
Coin dive.
Adult coin dive, youth coin dive.
Okay, that's so cool.
So all ages,
as well.
Yeah.
But separately, adults and then youth. Okay. That's cool, because has it always been adults as well, Eric? Do you know?
We've the adults definitely participated in the watermelon relay races.
Okay,
and then in the past, we also had a cardboard derby, so the adults participated in that too. You know?
Okay.
So,
that's
so
cool.
Yeah. So
like building a cardboard boat.
Yeah.
And
sailing
it across.
Yeah. Yes. And so we might bring that back in years future. So we'll see how this one goes, but it should be a lot of fun. And
it's such
a busy
stuff.
Day there. And
might be its own event this fall too. We never know.
Yeah.
So tell me, the coin dive is that. Are you allowed to wear like swim goggles?
And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
get goggle up.
To, like,
goggle up. Grab your snorkel, James.
Just no scuba tanks, though, James. Okay?
No scuba tanks. Because that's cheating, right? You can't like hold your breath. All right.
Yeah. You can grab your snorkel though, you know, if you need to, and we're gonna disperse the coins out so all swim abilities have a chance to chance to participate and find some coins to the pool.
So is the winner whoever has the most dinero, the most change at the end?
So with that one, we have a couple gold coins that we're going to hide in each the adult and the youth dive, and those gold coins can bring them up for their little prize bucket.
Cool.
And we're going to get some gift cards, a little squirt gun or two, and some other fun summer goodies to have.
Awesome. And is there a particular time for events, or is it kind of just...
So we have the event schedule on our website, but okay. We're doing watermelon relay race starting at 11, cannonball contest for kids at 12, adults cannonball contest at 1, youth coin dive at 2, and the adult coin dive at 3.
Right on.
So...
Cool.
Our lap lane schedule will be a little all over that place that day, and that's posted online too. So if you have someone who wants to just come swim laps that day, can still do that.
Rock and roll. And also neat that day is the town is given a discount. It's a $5 entry for everyone.
Yep. Yeah. Anyone who doesn't have a pass or anything like that, their J passes are $5 for all. So, and we'll do, after the parade finishes up in Soper's Park, we'll open the back entrance for a little bit and do some cash entrance at the back there. And, someone who does have credit card or needs to pay with a card can go up to the front desk still and pay their entry up there for sure.
Cool. That's awesome. And all right, do you have to cap it at a certain, like if too many people come, or just like...
Our full capacity on that facility in water and out of water is 403. And we'll monitor through the day. And if we approach that number, we'll enforce it when we have to.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
It'd be awesome to hit that, but also a little scary.
A little scary, but cool to see that.
Yeah.
At capacity. And very cool. Is there any event that you're particularly excited about, and have you seen the relay race, or is this will be your first
year? Seeing it here will be my first year. I did it before elsewhere, but I think I'm most excited to see some kids rate some adult cannonballs in that pool for sure and see what kind of splash those adults want to put on and everything. So that'll be fun to see those, you know, the adults come out and just live like a kid for a minute again.
Are jackknifes legal? Well, like, isn't a jackknife when you just hold like one knee?
Can opener.
It's a can opener. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a can opener there.
It's been too long. I don't remember.
We'll get you out there.
Is there anything called a jackknife?
Yeah, that's when you do like a pipe position. Yeah, you
a know? Pipe
yeah,
position.
A pipe. Okay. Yeah, like your feet and hands touch, and then that's a jackknife.
That's
yeah.
You got to touch your toes.
Done
yeah,
that
yeah. That's the jackknife.
Right on. Very cool. Yeah, I think I'd like to see the kids judging the adult competition too.
So I think that'll like be fun. Idea. We're getting our little number signs out too. So
cool. So oh really?
It, yep.
Like
one through ten. Yep.
That's
you
awesome.
Got it.
That's so great.
It'll be fun.
We're going all out for it for sure.
Cool. Well, you guys, it goes by so fast. As you know, this show, we only have a few minutes left. What do you want to get out there to the community? Eric, we'll start with you.
You bet. I just want to let everybody know we've got a challenging summer coming at us, you know, especially to open a new outdoor facility with the air quality index. You know, we really have to think about public safety, how to keep not only our staff safe in the smoky conditions, but just also the public users of the space safe. And so we use the air quality index, which is a national index. We have a monitor of that air quality index on town hall, so a block away from our pool. So we have good data that we're using. But, you know, if it's getting up into a dangerous air quality particle matter, 2.5 is what it measures. And if it gets up above 150 to 200, it's in really an unhealthy situation to be outside. So we have had to close our pool a few times in the last couple of weeks due to the smoke. And so hopefully people just understand that's for their own safety. It's for our lifeguard safety. you know, they can't perform their duties as lifeguards. It's in the name, you know, guarding people's lives. If they're not feeling good, if their eyes are, you know, hurting, if they have a bad headache from the smoke. So we're really taking that into consideration and trying to keep everybody safe, not only our employees, but also the public. So,
and what is that threshold again?
So 150 to 200 is in the red zone.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that means that, you know, to be outside in the air for multiple hours is not healthy for you. It's going to have an effect, whether, you know, obviously if you're a youth or an elderly person, it's actually compounded for them. And so it's just where it gets. And that's when you feel it, when your eyes hurt, your throat hurts, you know, and you can get a headache. And
level it's been at recently. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This morning it was a 152. Last night it was a 152. I think right now, I think when I looked earlier, it was like a 70, 60.
And what happens if it does get to like 2.5? Does anything happen? And,
So the 2.5 is more the measurement, and it's
of
this,
what it's measuring. These particle matters are 2.5 milliliters or exactly. You know, it's the size of the particle that actually is bad for your health, and it's the level of that particle in the air mass that they're measuring.
Okay,
and so that's what's bad for your health to breathe, especially if you're working out and riding your bike, hiking, you know, and or even swimming laps, right? So, I guess that's what we're watching.
Okay, and would the town have to cancel anything if?
Could be. And I think that would be understood, because you'd look outside and be like, I'm not going out there. I mean, that's that level.
Sopras
disappears. You look down valley and you're like, oh, that's coming our way. And so, you know, so we are cognizant of that. We're going to make sure that other people are educated in that too, and why we're making the decisions we have to make. They're hard decisions, obviously, to close the pool, but.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for finishing on that note of safety, Eric. And thank you, Brian, for being here for Everything Under the Sun this week. Folks, get on out to the parade. Stagings at 10 a.m. at 2nd and Main in Carbondale. Parade starts right at 10:30, and then finish it up with a day at the pool. Have a lovely Thursday evening.
Let's make a splash.